Surprise, surprise, we have got something coming up in Melbourne in a few weeks' time. And joining us right now is Naomi Mathers from the Victorian Space Science Education Centre. Good evening, Naomi.
Hi, Andrew.
Now, what is the Victorian Space Science Education Centre?
We're part of the Department of Education, but we're really there to excite students about maths and science. The space industry is really exciting and it's inspirational, and it's a great way for students to see where all their maths and science will lead them. So we have we're situated in Melbourne, in Victoria, and we have some really cool environments, like a simulated Mars surface and a mission control, and we give students an opportunity to become an astronaut for a day.
Oh, I went on it. You can't just do that for a day. What happens here?
Well, hopefully after they see how much fun it is and how much fun their science is, they actually will see that to go on and study those subjects at school, that they can become a scientist or an engineer and have a really exciting career.
Okay, and the simulated Mars, what's that like?
Well, it's the closest thing you can find to the real planet Mars on Earth. So students will collect rock and soil samples, as the astronauts would do if they were to step out onto Mars, and take them back to the laboratory to analyse them.
And do they get dressed up in spacesuits and things?
They certainly do. They don their spacesuits and they have mission control guiding them through the whole mission. So the whole time they're working on Mars and collecting their samples, mission control is making sure that they're safe and telling them what to do and collecting all the information that they're sending back to Earth.
Well, if I was doing all that, I would want to have a photographic record of what I'd done, just to show my friends who hadn't done it. Is that possible?
It certainly is. The students take cameras out with them, and we're certainly seeing a lot more of those pop up on Facebook now. The students are very excited to have their photo taken as an astronaut.
Now, I guess you can't have the whole class out on the surface at once. What do the other half of the class do?
So we have half of our astronauts on the Mars surface and half of our students in mission control. But, of course, we run two missions because we'd never want to tell any student they couldn't be an astronaut. So everybody gets to be an astronaut and a mission controller. And they also then get to spend time in our laboratory being research scientists at the end of the day to run the analysis on all of their samples that they collected.
Okay. Now, what other events do you hold at the Victorian Space Science Education Centre?
We run a lot of different events. One of the really exciting things is that for students who can't visit our centre to do the mission to Mars themselves, we've just recently added a rover program, a robotic mission to Mars, to our list of programs. And this will mean that any school in the world will be able to control a rover from their school on our Mars surface and complete a lot of the experiments that Spirit and Opportunity are conducting at the moment.
And do you have anything that the general public can take part in?
We do. We have some great speakers. And certainly in a couple of weeks' time, on the 12th of April, we have a very exciting event because we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Yuri Gagarin's flight. So we're welcoming people to VSEC with the Australian Space Association to meet with like-minded people and watch the first orbit film that has been made especially for this event.
So, wow, you mean a real, like in the cinema movie?
Yes, we have a small theatre, so it will be shown on the big screen. There's a lot of footage that hasn't been shown before, so it'll be a very exciting film to celebrate that anniversary.
So, look, a lot of people, look surprised when I suggest to them that Neil Armstrong wasn't the first person on the moon. Wasn't the first person in space. What's the go on that? When did Yuri fly and when did Neil Armstrong do his stuff?
Well, the Russians were the first people, or first country, to launch somebody into space. So this was a real breakthrough event. It wasn't until a number of years later that man managed to leave Earth orbit and travel to the moon and actually set foot on the moon. So these were all great breakthroughs. It was a real technological challenge, but it certainly wasn't just the Americans who were involved in this. The Russians were certainly giving them a lot of stiff competition in the early days.
and they they're still providing the Americans with the rides into space, which is something that was unimaginable way back in 1961.
Yes, well, now the space exploration is definitely a collaborative exercise. The Americans and the Russians are collaborating on the International Space Station, and certainly many, many countries are involved in space exploration. And the nice thing is that it's no longer the space race. The different missions are a lot more collaborative. So even Australians are getting involved these days to collaborate on space science and space engineering.
Now, Naomi, for Eurys Night, could you run us through where it is?
So the event will be held at the Victorian Space Science Education Centre, which is situated at Strathmore Secondary College. So we're right near the Pascoe Vale Road exit on the Tullamarine Freeway. All the details will be found on our website, which is www.vssec.vic.edu.au. The event is free. It will run from 7 till 9. It's certainly, we're welcoming families to come along. Our future space scientists and engineers, I'm sure, would love to come along and step onto the Mars surface and have a look at Mission Control, as well as having a chance to watch this lovely movie.
And do they need to reserve?
We are asking people to, it's a free event, but we are asking them to register their interest. So the booking details will be on our website. They could just drop us an email to let us know that they'd like to join us.
Okay, well, we'll try, Naomi, to say that website again during the show. It's www.vssec.vic.edu.au.
Lovely, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show, Naomi.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And that was Naomi Mathers, a program developer at the Victorian Space Science Education Centre right here in Melbourne.